Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am R.P. Singh. Hola, damas y caballeros. Today, we are turning the heat up for you with some spicy Latin music performed by vocalist Nicole Edwards from Whitehorse, Yukon, and her band, Los Osos. Los Osos means the bears. We recorded this concert at the Old Fire Hall in Whitehorse, Yukon, in October of 2013. Yukon music fans have heard Nicole perform many styles of music over the years, from rock to swing to southern gospel, and several others that can only be described as hybrids. She has treated us to songs written in both French and English, but this project presents yet another facet of Nicole's musical talent, Latin music sung in Spanish. Nicole has always had an interest in languages, and she knows no better way to learn a language than to sing its songs. This live performance features songs from Mexico and backed by an all-star cast of local musicians. Nicole is joined on stage by accordionist, pianist, and percussionist Andrea McColeman, trumpeter and guitarist Nicholas Ma, drummer and percussionist Marc Baradzi, and acoustic bassist John Heaton. This concert was part of Jazz Yukon's educational music and jam series, Jazz in the Hall, hosted by Yukon's jazz whiz, Steve Gedros. So I am stepping aside now and handing the mic to Steve for a quick primer on Latin music and a chat with Nicole Edwards.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thanks for coming to Jazz in the Hall tonight. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight, we're going to shake it up a little bit. I'd like to give just a brief primer of Latin music, as Nicole will be singing songs in Spanish for us this evening. Latin music can be defined as an incorporation of four elements. They are music style, geography, cultural background of the artist, and language. This music has influences from indigenous dances and songs, often played using instruments from European origins, and incorporating the rhythms and energy from African roots. Much of the slave labor that was brought to North, South, and Central America came from West African countries such as Mali and Senegal. The slaves brought with them chants and styles of drumming that became a major part of Latin music. A few of the more popular musical styles originated from Latin countries are salsa, which is kind of a catch-all term. It's a general term that refers to Cuban popular dance music, especially son, which is a particular style, that was internationalized outside of Cuba. So salsa really is from Cuban and Puerto Rican immigrants that moved to New York. Merengue is another style that is a music and dance style that originated in the Dominican Republic. Germany was a major trading partner with the Dominican. They bought a lot of tobacco, it turns out. And some of these tobacco merchants had a side business of selling accordions. So the Dominicans got accordions, the Germans got tobacco, and these instruments quickly made their way into merengue bands, replacing some of the old string instruments that they used to use. This became the new sound for this style. And apparently the first accordions that came were just major keys, so there were no minor merengues. I think that's changed through the years as the instruments get more sophisticated, but I just thought that was kind of interesting. Cumbia is another style that has its origins in the Colombia's Caribbean coastal regions and combines influences from indigenous Colombia, African slaves, and Spanish who colonized the region. So in all this music, it's kind of neat to me that we have indigenous, we have slaves, and we have oppressors, basically, conquerors or people that were dominating the political scene. They all come together to make this wonderful music. So out of all that chaos comes good things. Traditional cumbia is performed with vocals, drums, and claves. Now, claves are just short, thick wooden dowels that you tap together. They have a quite sharp percussion sound. And that's used in lots of styles of Latin music, but particularly in cumbia. We also have tango, which is another style that's ballroom dance music that was evolved in Argentina and Uruguay. And then bossa nova, of course, a lot of people are familiar with. This is a well-known style that originated in the 1950s and 1960s in Brazil. This is typically sung in Portuguese. These Latin influences have left their mark on many other styles, of course, Latin pop, Miami Sound Machine, and groups like that. We have rock has Latin influences, and of course, jazz certainly does. One of the artists that has inspired Nicole's set tonight is a Mexican-American singer-songwriter and actress called Lila Downs. Lila Downs was born on September 9th, 1968, in Tlaxiaco, Oaxaca, Mexico. She is the daughter of Anita Sanchez, a Mixtec cabaret singer, and Alan Downs, a British-American art professor and cinematographer from Minnesota. And from an early age, Lila showed an interest in music. She began singing traditional Mexican songs as a young girl. She moved to the U.S. as a teenager and studied voice and English during that period. A few years later, her father passed away, so she and her mother moved back to Oaxaca in Mexico. Although she rejected her heritage as a young woman, this cracked me up, at one point dropping out of college, dyeing her hair blonde, and following the Grateful Dead. As we do, you know. So this was her kind of going against her roots. She later came to her senses and began to embrace these ethnic roots. That really is what drives her music these days. After meeting her partner and musical collaborator, tenor saxophonist Paul Cohen, she began to spend time in both Oaxaca and Minnesota, back and forth. And while in Minnesota, she formed a band called La Trova Sorana that was very popular with the local Latin community. While she was in university, Downs had studied anthropology. This interest influenced her song selection and inspires her songwriting. She began to write songs in both Spanish and some of the languages common to the Oaxaca region, such as Mixtec, which is the language that her mother spoke. Her album from 1999, called La Sedunga, is one of the first musical projects to combine the sounds of traditional Mexican music with the rhythms of jazz, blues, and boleros. Since this debut album, she has released 7 recordings, including Pecados y Milagros in 2011. Her music draws on many socially significant issues, such as the mistreatment and misunderstanding of the indigenous people of Oaxaca. She has achieved considerable attention by singing traditional songs while incorporating modern elements like rhythm loops, electronic effects, and rock music. I think you'll totally get it when I play this next track. I'd like to sample a song that is probably well known to everybody. It's a very well-known Mexican song called La Cucaracha, or the cockroach in English. La Cucaracha is a traditional Spanish folk corrido, which is a narrative song or ballad. It became very popular in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. So number one, please, Jim, this is Lila Downs and La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha. Y en la feria, todo el mundo ya lo sabe, los que llegan al gobierno, porque se puede comprar del Partido Comunista, ya no queda casi nada, ahora todos van buscando cómo hacerse millonada. Naciones, pa poner sus opiniones, todos no estaban de acuerdo. Cuando y dónde bombardear, se sientan los presidentes en la silla del gobierno, luego mandan a la guerra a la gente de su pueblo. La cucaracha, ay, la cucaracha, ay, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, la cucaracha, que ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le mata la marihuana que fumar,
la marihuana que fumar.
So that's a brief sampler of Latin music. Thanks very much. Now I'd like to invite Nicole Edwards up to have a little chat, or maybe the whole band, however you guys want to do it. Thanks. Thanks very much for doing this, Nicole. I thought we'd just go through some basic information about you and your artistry. And my first question is, how long have you lived in the Yukon?
15 years.
Yes.
And my first landlady's right here, Mary Jane.
Cool. And you're still friends.
Yeah.
That's great. And I lost track. How many recordings do you have by now?
I have 4 CDs and 3 singles.
Right. And they're all fairly different musical styles, right?
I am a genre bender.
That's great. That's great. I just wanted to ask you if you could talk a little bit about how this project came to be and how our local music scene really encourages musicians to stretch themselves, as you and I discussed before.
Okay, well, I love languages, and when I was 21, I did a Canada World Youth Exchange. It was a Acadzi Costa Rica exchange, a French-Spanish exchange, and I lived with a Costa Rican family, and so so I did all right with Spanish then. And then, you know, the years go by and you don't have the chance to practice Spanish. And I found, you know, it's kind of on my bucket list. Finally, if I want to learn Spanish, I better do it. And right. The past couple Januaries, Lee and I have been in Mexico, and I've been really working on Spanish. And learning songs is a really great way to learn a language.
Of course.
And it's just been really, it's just a fun way to connect with people, too. And so I've really enjoyed, you know, meeting people who are performers and singers and learning some songs just in that oral tradition.
Right.
That's what got me going. And
right.
Then after that, I've been attending the Wednesday charla, the Spanish conversation, and the Mayra and Omar, who facilitate that, have been wonderful sharing music with me, too. So that's been really great.
Excellent.
And,
yeah.
You know, I'm just going to add something
sure.
Exciting is that my Costa Rican family actually just found me on Facebook this summer. And they're like, when are you coming to Costa Rica? And so I'm excited because this is going to be recorded tonight. So
yes.
I can give them a gift of singing in Spanish. I'll be able to give them the recording tonight.
Very
Isn't that
cool.
exciting?
Very cool. That's special. I didn't realize that. That's fantastic.
But that's the thing when you're laying in your hammock in Mexico and, you know, memorizing lyrics and learning Spanish, you know, that's where I was like, wow, huh, I wonder, could I put together a Latin group? And you just kind of start dreaming. And so during soundcheck today, I was like, wow, that was just this kind of dream that I had, and then look at now I've got this amazing band.
It's
so
very real.
Thanks
yeah.
to Jazz Yukon and thanks to this wonderful band for learning this material. I'm yeah
great. Well,
a dream.
Along that vein, can you kind of explain how the arrangements evolve?
Well, I selected the songs and brought them to the band, and then we play them together, and we all really had input into the arrangement, and Andrea made lovely charts for us, and that's how it happens.
Great, great. That's cool. Nicole, this is kind of a different subject, but I do know that you submitted a video to the Scleroderma Society of Canada's Congress that happened, I think, a week or so ago in Hamilton. Can you tell us about that and where people can find it?
NicoleEdwardsMusic.com or on YouTube, if you search Nicole Edwards Music. It's a six-minute video produced by Jessica Hall, and I have an autoimmune disease called scleroderma, and I was actually asked to perform at this national conference,
right.
And it was just last weekend, and I just, you know, with managing fatigue, it just felt like too much to do this show. I've been really excited about the show, and it would be too much of a rush in rehearsal, so the idea came to make a video instead, and that, you know, actually that is reaching people with scleroderma or chronic illness or just other people through the internet all over. So yeah. That's been a really neat way to present another side to chronic illness, that you can still live with a decent quality of life and, you know, give some hope instead of all the depressing things that you read about chronic illness.
Absolutely. I got to say, give it up. Yeah. I watched it the other day, and it's very uplifting, and it has clips from a lot of your performances through the years, for the last few years anyway, which is really interesting to see, singing different styles and things. So thanks very much. Well, that's about it for this segment, you guys. I think we should let the band settle in, and then please welcome Nicole E Los Osos. E Los Osos.
This is Jam Live, and that was a short introduction to Latin music presented by Steve Gedrose and his conversation with today's featured artist, Nicole Edwards. So, here we go. Hot Latin rhythms from Nicole Edwards y Los Osos.
Que caiga la noche pa' que empiece nuestro amor. Cuando las estrellitas me llenen de inspiración para decirte cositas muy bonitas, corazón. Yo sé que no hay en el mundo amor como el que me das. Y yo sé que noche con noche va creciendo más y más. Yo sé que noche con noche iba creciendo más y más. Entre tus brazos, siempre me pregunto yo, ¿cuánto me debía el destino que contigo me pagó? Esto es que ya mi vida todo te le entregó a ti, tú que me diste en un beso lo que nunca te pedí. Yo sé que no hay en el mundo que noche con noche va creciendo más y más. Yo sé que noche con noche creciendo más y más. Yo sé que no llegó.
Thank you. This next song is called Nosotros, which means us. And it starts out by saying, listen, I have something to tell you and it might be painful. And then it says, nosotros, us, that it was sincere love at first sight and divine romance and us, we love each other so much, but we must separate. Don't ask me anymore. I love you with all my soul. I adore you. But for your own sake, I say adios.
Atiéndame. Quiero decirte algo. Que quizá no esperas, doloroso tal vez. Escúchame, aunque me duele el alma, yo necesito hablarte y así lo haré. Nosotros que nos queremos tantos, debamos separarnos.
Thank you. The snip song is my first attempt at writing in Spanish. So the chorus is in English, but the verses are in Spanish. It's called Bare Feet and Mangoes. Avocado.
¿Quieres bailar conmigo? Vengo de la tierra del trigo. La tierra de maíz es bonita. Por favor, dejar la puerta abierta. Bare feet and mangoes. The sunshine, avocado. Sure.